FM, the AB, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest news now with Tom Crosdale.
It claims many thousands of jobs could be created following the discovery of around 100 billion barrels of oil underneath southern England. UK Oil and Gas Investments, which made the discovery at a well near Gatwick Airport, predicts it'll be able to extract up to 15% of it. By 2030, that could produce up to a third of the UK's oil demand. The company's chairman, David Lenegas, says it's very exciting.
1,500 feet of effectively a sponge full of oil. And there's three major limestone units that are fractured that you can basically suck the oil out of the...
KMFM News.
A coach which caught fire on the A2 near Dartford has been completely destroyed. It happened on the coastbound slip road to the M25 this morning, causing delays. Only the driver was on board at the time. You can see a video of the blaze at kentonline.co.uk. An elderly woman's being checked for smoke inhalation after a fire at a house in Whitstable. Crews were called to the property on Canterbury Road just after nine this morning after the blaze broke out in a living room. Meanwhile, a six-week-old baby boy has been treated after breathing in smoke following a fire at a house in Birchington. Crews were called to an electrical fire in the kitchen of the property on Crossroads just after 5:30 yesterday evening. An investigation's underway following claims a man got into the back of someone else's van parked up in Sittingbourne to take drugs. It's understood it happened along Rectory Road in the early hours of last Thursday.
This is KMFM News.
It's emerged more than 50 companies look set to have to move from their current site to make way for a major new entertainment resort in North Kent. Letters have been sent to firms on the Swanscombe Peninsula by the people behind the Paramount development. LRC8 says it has powers to force companies to move, but doesn't expect to use them. Ebbsfleet United have been given permission to redevelop their Stonebridge Road ground. The club wants to spend £3.5 million over the next few years, taking capacity up to 6,000. Work could start next month.
KMFM News.
A young Ramsgate man says he's been shocked into losing weight after seeing his friend with diabetes collapse and nearly fall into a coma. Dale Brearley weighed 23 stone at the start of the year and is aiming to get down to 15 stone by December. He says the thought of getting the disease terrifies him.
You take for granted your health and how it can just happen to you anytime. You won't expect it coming. Bang, you've got type 1 diabetes and it's a tragic experience. Like, I'm overweight at the moment and the risk for getting type 2 diabetes is terrifying for me.
A new DNA test could make it possible for women to find out whether they're likely to develop breast cancer. British scientists have looked at 77 genetic markers which indicate the level of risk. Frances Howarth is a breast cancer patient.
If I'd have had this test, it would have shown me that yes, I was at risk of breast cancer because, you know, I was just going on my merry way. I didn't think I was at risk. You grow immune to it, really. You don't really think it's ever going to happen to you.
And babies born on the same day as William and Kate's second child could receive one of 2015 free lucky silver pennies. The Royal Mint's marking the birth with a new coin.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket and Australia legend Shane Warne reckons former England captain Michael Vaughan should be considered for the new management role within the ECB. With more on that and the rest of the sport, here's Nicola.
Well, Vaughan's already said he's interested in having talks about the director of England cricket job. That position's been created following the removal of Paul Downton as managing director, a role which no longer exists. Vaughan's been telling Sky Sports News Vaughan needs to be utilised.
I should have him involved in whatever capacity that is because he's a winning captain, he plays the game the right way, he's got some great ideas about the game, keeps things pretty simple. And I think sometimes a lot of the off-field people, directors of cricket and these guys, complicate it too much.
On the field, England are playing St Kitts as a warm-up for their Test series in the West Indies. Kent's James Treadwell took a catch as St Kitts closed day one on 303 for nine. On to football now, and England are up three places to 14th in the FIFA World Rankings. Meantime, Wales are at their highest ever position. They've climbed 15 places to 22nd above countries like the USA and African champions Ivory Coast. Scotland moved up 10 to 29th. Northern Ireland's impressive run in Euro 2016 qualifying leaves them 42nd, up just one spot. And Rory McIlroy believes he's well prepared to complete a golfing grand slam by winning the Masters. The tournament at Augusta, which is underway today, is the only one of the four majors the world number one's never won.
Thanks, Nicola. That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.